Sarah Leonard is the CEO of the Alaska Travel Industry Association, or ATIA. After her presentation in Homer last week, she said the state spent about $16 million on tourism marketing back in 2013. This year, that number is closer to $3 million.
When you put Alaska in context of all the U.S. 50 states, we are just above the state of Delaware, I believe, in terms of state tourism investment in marketing dollars.
To put money back into tourism marketing, the ATIA is supporting House Bill 383 and Senate Bill 110. The bills would give tourism industry sectors, such as hotels, tour operations, and restaurants, the ability to charge themselves an assessment, which is equivalent to a self-imposed tax. If the bills passed, industry sectors could vote on whether or not to tax themselves up to 2%.
In that process, a business could vote no, but if there is a successful vote, those businesses that have been identified as potentially being assessed then would have to pay the assessment by the state statute. So there is no opt-out.
Businesses could also vote again to increase, decrease, or stop the assessment altogether. If a sector approved a tax, they would also select representatives to handle the funds collected.
Industry would select candidates that are representative of those payers. So it could be a hotel owner in Homer, if they have been identified as a business that would be a potential payer. It could be a restaurant owner from Anchorage.
Leonard says if the tax passes, the association would increase its marketing of the state as a whole to places such as the UK, Germany, Japan, and China. It would also increase its advertisement of individual regions such as the Kenai Peninsula. But not everyone thinks it's the best idea. John Faulkner owns Land's End Hotel in Homer and says broad advertising pitches are not beneficial for the city.
We don't want to be marketed in the same way that certainly Anchorage, but even take a small city, like maybe Talkeetna, you know, we're just different.
Faulkner doesn't think the ATIA's advertising would be any different than what the state is currently doing, which he says is also ineffective. For Faulkner, it all comes down to his underlying philosophy.
I can market my business better than the government can.
Executive Director of the Homer Chamber of Commerce, Debbie Speakman, says she understands how business owners like Faulkner feel about the potential of a self-imposed tax.
It's the force factor, is they would be required to either pay or pass this tax along to their customers, and they wouldn't necessarily have a voice in how it's used, and that doesn't empower them.
Speakman says the chamber does not have an official opinion on the topic. The chamber does think there should be more money going to the statewide marketing, but it isn't sure if a self-imposed tax is the way to get it. Others say more statewide and regional advertising will directly benefit Homer. Owner of Homer Ocean Charters, Rourke Brown, says if businesses band together, they can do a lot more than they can individually.
Many methods of advertising that are just not affordable on a small-scale basis that are proven effective, but it's just not feasible.
If a tax was implemented, businesses would have the choice to pay it out of their bottom line or pass it on to customers, which Brown says won't scare them away.
Certainly the money is going to bring in far more people than it would ever turn away because of it.
Brown emphasized that the bills passing through the legislature just gives the tourism industry the ability to vote on whether to tax itself.
Without this legislation in place, nothing can happen. So we're kind of dead in the water.
Both the Senate and House are considering the bills in finance committees. Dates for further discussion have not yet been set. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.